seriously popular.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now we all know their flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing
that? Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the commons.
Welcome to Straight to the Comments. I'm Josh Peters.
And I'm Archie Manners.
Straight to the Comments is a new podcast built around the hilarious, bizarre and sometimes incomprehensible comments left under Mail Online stories.
We've all seen them, the confusing, mismatched, poorly spelt, but sometimes hilarious and often rude comments. The divorced dad energy, people asking to see the manager, all tied up in a Meghan Markle-shaped bow.
I mean, it's extraordinary how many people comment on Mail Online articles. It's one of the biggest and most opinionated forums online, with over 4 million comments every single month.
And over 16 million views. There's a hell of a lot of readers having a good look at the Daily Mail and deciding what they want to share about it.
This podcast, Archie, is about comments, and more specifically, the comments left under celebrity stories on the Mail Online.
Because there's nothing the Mail Online likes more than a celebrity story, and some of it is very, very hard news, like Maya Jama's nip slip.
How it works, Mr. Manners. We use the comments left about a celebrity guest to form the basis of an interview and see if they can recognise the stories about them.
So let me get this straight. You've booked a celebrity guest, and not only have I no idea what the stories are, but also no idea who the celebrity guest is. I mean, it saves on prep, but I can't help but thinking this has been somehow engineered to make me look stupid.
No, not at all. You can manage to do that all on your own. I have, however, gone back to 2002 and prepared a handy word cloud here to help you guess who this week's guest is.
Okay, so this is made up of the comments left about this person, right? So the bigger the word on this piece of paper, the more it's being used on the Mail Online. Yeah. So we've got summer, which doesn't really narrow it down. That's only one of four potential seasons. Quite large writing is Love Island. So I'm going to guess it's someone from Love Island. And that's where, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast falls down by having me co-hosting it, because I've never seen a single episode of Love Island because I have taste.
I wouldn't be so narrow-minded. It could be someone who dated someone off of Love Island.
Okay, let's try other things that Archie might know about. Uh-huh. Footballer. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I've literally never been to see a football match.
Well, a lot of footballers go on Love Island, so...
Okay. Mum shaming. So it's a mother.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's when mothers go, oh, you're not breastfeeding your baby. It's going to end up, you know, murdering someone when it's 60.
Were you breastfed?
I was very much breastfed.
Until the age of...
We'll move on. Newborns. So it's obviously a mother who's been mum shamed.
Uh-huh.
I've got wag here, so maybe it's a wag. I know what that means. That means wife and girlfriend.
Of, like, generally a sports person.
I'm generally a footballer.
Well, this is confusing because it says TOWIE there, but very small, but also Love Island.
TOWIE, very small, yes.
Could it be Sam Garland.
It could be Sam Garland, except he's an unlikely mum. Although it is 2024, so maybe Sam Garland is a mum. It's entirely possible, ladies and gentlemen.
I can see why the Mail Online hired you. You really get them.
I understand it. Nepo baby. That's good. That's quite a small one. Mm. There's nothing I love more than a good Nepo baby, because I love famous people, and it's much easier to become friends with the children of the celebrities than the celebrities themselves.
I wish you were joking.
Okay, I think it's someone with a famous father.
Correct.
Or mother.
Mm.
Clearly he's been on Love Island and is a new mother.
Yes.
I mean, that really doesn't narrow it down, does it? At all. There is that one girl who's got a famous father who's on Love Island.
Which one?
Danny Dyer. daughter of famous celebrity Danny Dyer.
That's your guess. Let's see who it is.
Is it her? Is someone waiting outside?
It is Danny Dyer!
Oh, hello!
TV personality Danny Charlotte Dyer is an actress, reality star, designer, author, and mum of three. She shot to fame in 2018, winning ITV2's Love Island, and has since built a career and profile to rival her famous father, Danny, with a Y.
Three?
Yeah, what, three
kids? You've been busy.
So busy.
I don't mean to be rude, but like you look very young.
Yeah, I'm 27.
27?
I went from one to three.
Wow. Did you have twins?
Yeah, twins.
That can really screw you. I saw a story the other day of a man who had triplets out of nowhere.
No, I just don't know how.
Twins is actually on the word cloud. I didn't clock that.
There you go.
That's how you go from one to three above the age of 27. Yeah, I was going to say, otherwise you've been very, very busy and a hell of a strain on the NHS. Have you ever been booked for something when they were expecting your dad, Danny Dyer? Has that ever happened?
I don't think so, yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's keep it that way.
I think sometimes someone's met me before and they've been really disappointed. Like, I had a parcel delivered and I opened the door and he looked at me and I was like, what? He was like, oh, I thought it was going to be Danny Dyer. And I was like, oh, he was really disappointed that it was me. And I was like, oh, thanks. That's made my day, yeah. It's another one.
Are you now more famous than your father?
No, no way.
Are you
no,
sure?
No, I don't think so.
You're saying that. I don't know if you're listening. She said the smile, which makes me think that she realises she probably is, but that her dad might listen to this and she's going to have her allowance docked.
No, do you know, he still pays my phone bill. That's got to change. That's really got to change.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
I know so many girls whose dad pay their phone bills. What is that? What is that about?
I think obviously when I was like younger, you know, obviously my mum and dad, well, my dad took the contract out for me.
My mum pays my phone bill every month.
Does she?
Yeah, obviously.
It's just the thing, you know, they took me a contract.
You're not
giving
a 14-year-old a contract.
And then it's just continued. And then I was like, oh, actually, like, I don't know anything. I don't know how much it is a month. But it has got to change.
Your dad's a rich man. So he's not going to really, you know.
Yeah, I always say, but I had to ask him for like the other day. I was like, Dad, I need an upgrade. I had to ring him. It was really, really embarrassing. Like, it's got to change.
So I've always wanted to ask you this. How was it fun for your dad to name you Danny? Where did that come from? Why did he do this?
You know what? I think they thought originally I was going to be a boy.
Right.
But he says now, he's like, if I knew you would have wanted to have done what I was doing, like in the limelight, he definitely wouldn't have called me Danny.
But you see, I think if you weren't called Danny, you'd be a lot less successful.
Oh my God.
I bet booking restaurants is easy. Hello, yeah, it's Danny Dyer.
Well, he does it. He does the bookings, really. He'll drop the name. I can't do that.
Does he do the whole Do You Know Who I Am routine?
No, he just goes, you're right, it's Danny Dyer. That's quite a good idea.
Let's practice that.
He's done it once with a Chinese one.
Ring me up. I won't be the Chinese restaurant because we're not going to go there, but I'll be a restaurant.
Okay. You're right, it's Danny Dyer.
No, I haven't picked up the phone yet. Hang on.
I'll do the ring.
You do the ring.
Okay.
Ring, ring.
Hello, welcome to Mr. Chan's Chinese restaurant.
You're right, it's Danny Dyer calling, mate.
Guys, it's Danny Dyer. Yes, what table do you want? I suppose it works, doesn't it? If you just pick up straight like that, yeah.
It does. It really does work. And is your full name Danielle? Or?
No, it's just Danny. D-A-N-I.
D-A-N-I.
Yeah, Danny.
On your passport, it's just Danny. Middle
Danny,
name?
Danny Charlotte Mass Dyer.
Sorry, Mass?
Mass. Because my granddad, who I call brother, is Spanish, so it's Mass. And my mum kept the double barrel, like Mass Dyer.
Right.
I'm probably, actually, joking apart, I'm probably related to your dad. Because your dad, and therefore you, because your dad is, as we know, a minor royal.
Yes, yes.
From who do you think you are,
yes,
right?
Yes.
He's like the king's sixth cousin. And I'm the sort of similar on the other side.
Oh, okay.
I am.
You always say this.
I am in the line of succession. It's a very, very, very long line. Like, not even the best addict can get through that on a Saturday night.
There'd have to be a chain of plane crashes.
But anyway, I just think we are potentially cousins.
Okay, fair.
You said that to my face, would you?
So, Danny, the premise of the show is that I'm going to read out Mail Online comments from stories that feature you. Archie doesn't know what the stories are. You obviously don't know what the stories are. And between the two of you, you have to try and figure out what the story is.
And I really don't know what the stories are. They've printed me one out, so I'm as lost as you are.
Okay. First comment is from Prabs in Doncaster.
Who are these people? That's not a real name.
It's Prabs.
Do you have any friends called Prabs?
No, I hope not, if they're commenting about me on the Daily Mail. Goodness me. Imagine that, if you caught your friend like commenting. It wasn't very nice.
It would be Archie like the Vardy Rooney thing all over
again,
wouldn't
God,
it?
Oh my God, I was hooked on that.
Archie's got several accounts that he comments on Mail Online with.
Do you have an account?
Yeah, five.
Really? Really?
Not under my own name, but yeah, I comment. Sometimes I argue with myself just to kick off discussion.
Oh my God.
It's really, honestly.
Do you really?
If you're a mum of three,
yeah,
so you've
I don't
actually
have
got a
time
life
for that.
But yeah, I'm not, so I do have time for it, and I will just sit there and have arguments myself, and then other people will chime in, and then I'll agree with myself or agree with them. You can while away many, many hours doing it.
Okay. But do not ever say that on a first date.
Yeah. It's so addictive, you may end up like forgetting to feed the children or something, and it could have serious ramifications because you can spend hours doing it.
Okay, fine.
Private school. That's what it does for you in this
privately
country.
Educated.
That's some soggy biscuit.
Okay, the first comment.
It didn't look old enough. I thought it were a girlfriend at first when I clicked on the article. Good gene pull.
So these are about you.
About me, okay.
So he doesn't look old enough, so is it a... I mean, what are the gender of your children?
Oh, that could be my little boy then.
Okay. Yeah, what have you got, a boy and two girls?
Boy and two girls, yeah. He doesn't look old enough. What was the second thing?
The comment says, he doesn't look old enough. I thought it was a girlfriend at first when I clicked the article. Good gene pool.
Good gene pool.
That implies it's your son,
enough.
But then you can't. No one would think you're dating your own child. How old's the boy?
He's three.
Are you happy to give us? What's his name?
Santi. Yeah. Oh, is that about my dad? Because he doesn't look old enough.
How old's your dad?
Gene pool, because that genetics.
Yeah, it's genetics.
Yeah, it's the genetic thing. He's 47.
Let's go on to the next comment to find out. This one's from Myriad Iluin. I think I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Welsh, but
try it again.
Myriad. Lewelyn.
Try that surname. Let's see how long it's going to take. Start the clock.
Llewelyn.
One more time.
Llewelyn.
One more time.
Danny, do you know?
Llewelyn?
Llewelyn. It's Llewelyn.
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 That is
Welsh, really
right?
Welsh, you sort of spit at the microphone and say, Llewelyn. Llewelyn.
Llewelyn.
She comments,
if she shares his talent for acting, then they better make some more room for all them BAFTAs and Oscars.
Yeah, this is definitely... Oh, my God. If she...
And then Dr. Smart said,
she cute. How old is she?
Dr. Smart? Hello.
I don't know. I have literally no idea
so
what this
is
one's
obviously
about.
This has got to be a story, I reckon, about you and your dad being pictured together. Comment one is basically saying, is your dad dating you? Comment two is saying, your father and daughter, but is she good at acting because they're going to make space at the BAFTAs? And comment three is, I would like to sleep with you.
Oh, cute.
Not me personally. Sorry, that's Dr. Smart. Dr. Smart would like to sleep with you. I wonder if he's a doctor of...
Being smart.
Dr. Smart. Definitely not a doctor.
There must be millions of these, but are you often packed with your dad? Are you out and about with your dad?
Yeah,
a lot?
Maybe when we was doing our travel show.
You're on the, you're going down the wrong path.
I'm going down the complete wrong path.
Before you did Love Island, this takes place. That's
oh
a clue
God.
For you.
Oh, God.
What other acting did you do before?
Is it something to do with acting?
Yes.
What acting did you do before? Let's go from the beginning, because you must have done...
I did it with his film once.
A which?
He did a film, and I played a little part in his film.
The answer is... Danny's acting debut, age 17.
Yeah,
the article is from March 2013, and it was your very first appearance in the Mail Online.
There we go.
Very good. And you remember the name of the film?
Vendetta.
Correct. The headline is, chip off the old block, Danny Dyer's teenage daughter, Danny, makes her big screen debut with her father in Vendetta.
And Dr. Smart, that comment was about a 17-year-old girl. Well done. Best of luck with the upcoming court case.
So what was your role in that film, Danny?
Well, that was actually sort of really last minute. So it was just in the beginning part of it, but the woman that was originally casted fell pregnant and the girl actually gets dragged out of the car, and obviously as a pregnant woman, you can't be having that done.
But your dad went, fuck it, I've got one in the back.
I've got a door at home. So,
she'll be happy
she'll
to
work. She'll do it. I was just turning 17. I remember I was at college and absolutely hated it. And he rung me and went, do you want to have a little part in a film? And I was like, yeah. I loved drama so much.
And was
I really
that
did.
So fun. Did you do drama at college?
Yeah, I did performing arts, but I just hated the whole like ballet side of it. I loved dancing. Like when I was younger, I loved it. I loved performing. And
but you can't just pick and choose, can you?
No, you have to do performing arts.
You can't just be like, screw Swan Lake, I want to do some drama.
Yeah,
and bass.
So that was my first thing, and it was so much fun, actually.
Oh, that's so cool. Who else 17. Was in the film? Can you remember? Was anyone else famous in it? Was it just Danny? It was just basically
my
Danny's.
Dad was like the lead in it.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love it. Yeah. No one as big as my dad.
And is acting something you want to do more now, or is it like...
I just had like zero confidence, I think.
Okay.
I think for me as well, when it was like, I chose the Love Island route.
Yeah.
I think once you go down like reality television route, it's sort of hard to...
You
get
say that,
back onto
Donald
that.
Trump became president.
I mean,
so, you know, no door is closed to you, Danny.
No, I loved it. But
I can
I just,
see you prime minister in a few years' time.
Imagine me.
See,
goodness great. There would be no traffic wardens if them.
That your first policy.
I can't cope with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Hold your horses. Okay, very good. Let's go on to the next story. The first comment is from Little Lasso from Sunderland. She says,
Kira looks like Sienna off Hollyoaks.
Did you play a role called Kira?
No.
Have you ever been in Hollyoaks?
Mm-mm.
You haven't done that. Do you remember when AJ Pritchard and his brother were on Hollyoaks?
Oh, yeah, they got off, bless them.
No, I don't
they
bless
did
them.
Try.
It was one of the most appalling pieces of acting.
No,
it was so
let's give
funny.
Fair, let's let our guests give a fair recollection of their acting performance on that
no,
show.
You know what? They wasn't too bad, bless them.
And then can, if you could, you can be honest as Mel online. You yep. know, we have to.
No, do you know what? They wasn't bad. They like that performing thing, don't they? I don't
yeah,
mind
being like
I'm sure I'd like crack cocaine, but it doesn't mean I should
I
do it in front of the nation.
They showed a...
on the swing, wasn't they? What,
yes, they were on the swing.
Swing
and they were like, you're on a swing.
Okay, we've been sidetracked there. To take you back.
Sorry, what was... Yes, can you remind us of Little Lasso's comment?
Yeah, yeah. The comment was, Kira looks like Sienna off Hollyoaks.
And no one knows what that means.
No,
moving
no
on to the next comment. This is from Bonnie.
Where does Bonnie live?
Argyle and Butte.
Butte.
Argyle and Butte. Where
why
is
did we get the man who doesn't live here to read out the location?
Makes for more fun.
Where do you think that is?
In Argyle.
I don't, it's in Scotland.
Okay.
There we go. Comment two.
Why is Danny Dyer's daughter being shoved down our throats on a daily basis now? Is there a leap into celebrity on the cards, perhaps?
So clearly, Danny, this is before you were a celebrity in your own right, but you were clearly featured in some sort of press or something.
Is just... it film premieres already? I'm only thinking that I don't know. What did I do before?
It's not.
Was
film...
I on a beach?
No.
Have you done X on the beach?
No, I'm not. Goodness
no, no,
me.
Have you done? No.
You
no. Have, no, no, no.
You know.
That was another one. Another howler, was it?
That who's X
goodness
is next.
Me.
Goodness
Josh
me.
Josh wants to do that show, but you wouldn't. You'd need a whole island, not a single beach, just to fit them all
that's
in.
That's because of Danny. Again, don't listen to him. It's not true at all. I'll give you the third comment,
yeah.
Which will probably help. This is from Zaza from Cheadle. Wow, fancy that. One day a babysitter, next an Oscar-winning actress. Now they are dreams come true.
Did you ever go to an award ceremony because of the film you were in earlier? Did you ever go like with your
yeah.
dad?
Yeah. Was it a film premiere?
No.
Oh, what a premiere.
Did then. You ever win, have you won any awards?
I did
Love
actually.
Island.
I won a Specsavers Award.
You won what, sorry?
What do you mean you won a Specsavers
so
Award?
So I did an event at Specsavers uh-huh. and I need to actually find out what the award was, but I won an award.
Did you ever have a famous babysitter? Who babysat you?
Keira Knightley.
Fuck yeah. off! No, sorry.
She did.
You were babysat by
I
Keira...
I had no idea that it was Keira Knightley that babysat me,
so
yeah.
the answer is, Keira Knightley used to be your babysitter. Yeah. The article headline
what,
is...
Sorry, what? Whoa, hang on. Yeah.
She let me stay up past my bedtime and eat sweets. Danny Dyer's daughter, Danny, 18, reveals a teenage Keira Knightley was once her babysitter.
She was.
That is mad.
That's like was one of my biggest celebrity crushes
I know,
growing
but
up.
I didn't know that it was Keira Knightley. Well, it wasn't for that long. It was basically the partner she was with at the time was in one of my dad's films. Obviously, I was quite young and she just looked after me.
Had she done anything by then? Or was this like
I think she'd done Bend It Like Beckham because I remember sort of looking at her and thinking, I know you are, blah, blah, blah. And then when we got home from the film set, because we was away quite a lot. Like I just went away on like film sets with my dad if it was like over half term and stuff. So yeah, then
oh,
I got home.
Amazing.
My mum was like, "That's Keira Knightley," and I was like,
in,
"Oh my
god!" What films was she in?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is she in Love Actually?
Yes.
Oh, I know the one. Yeah. She's the tit massager in Love Actually.
Is she a tit massager?
Is she the one that no, Martin
the
Freeman?
One,
she's the one that marries the wrong guy.
The door scene.
Yeah, and
the film goes, the wedding video is always on her.
Yeah.
She is a very beautiful lady.
She is. What was she like as a babysitter?
Yeah, what's her child protection like?
I mean, it was years and years ago, but she was lovely.
Are you still in touch?
No.
Oh, does she follow you?
No, I don't think she does.
Right,
she never reached out after that.
Did she not? You see, because if like she's had a big role in your growing up, I think after you won Love Island,
it was only a small little fraction of my life. But it was really lovely. She was really lovely.
It's such a coincidence because apparently she's a massive fan of the podcast as well.
Oh, really?
So,
maybe there we go. Next week she'll be on the podcast.
She'll be on.
There we go.
Have you ever pulled that out on like a first date, like or you know, in like an office environment or like in a work environment? Tell me something random and interesting about you.
No, that is actually a really good fun fact.
Because
I never knew what my fun fact was, so I should.
He used to be my babysitter. So good.
Incredibly, a lot of people don't use every single famous person they've met to brag or elevate themselves in society, Arch.
Well, that's their own fault. They're missing a trick.
I dare you.
Okay, on to the next story. This comment is from Northern Cynic from Leeds. He says,
well, if no one did before, they all will now. Got to look their best when showing off on Instagram.
If no one did, then they all will now. Got to look your best before...
Showing
so is this Is this like some kind of change you make to yourself? Is it some makeup or Botox or anything like that?
Is it?
Don't know. You got to tell me, Danny.
I'm having a little think.
Are you?
Well, she didn't show. How are you guessing these real quick?
I'm incredibly intelligent.
Yeah, I can tell.
No, I'm not.
I'm just off guessing. On Instagram.
He's also not.
Is it makeup then?
We're going to move on to the next comment from Sunshine in London.
She blow dried them and then put on her sunglasses. Lol, what the f***? And who the f*** does that?
I know what this is. I blow dried my lashes in Love Island.
You did what?
What?
Is that it?
Yeah, that is it. So sorry,
you blow dried
surprised
your
me.
Eyelashes.
Yeah. So, no, so I had false lashes on.
Yeah.
And the lady that did them for me, she said to keep them nice and fresh and, you know, because you can get real greasy. And right, I said, you just have to put like Johnson's baby shampoo on them and then like wash and blow dry them.
So sorry.
And then they go real fluffy. It's real, like, that's the thing.
So it's like, is this actually a thing?
No, it's a thing. So you just like wash them.
How do you wash them?
Like, so you just get your fingers and massage the thing in your hands and then shove them in your eyes and then wash them out. It's real simple.
And then
just a little blow dry, you know, make them nice and fluffy.
with an actual...
With a little eyelash curl, like an eyelash curl.
I thought it was like miniature fans, like something that's...
I thought it was a thing because obviously, like, I remember her saying to me before I went in there, like, make sure you blow dry your lashes. Make sure you blow dry your lashes. I was like, yes, I will, Nikki, I will.
Well, it
and then I blow dried them and then... that was it.
It must be a thing because Pink Lizzie from Glasgow says...
Been doing this for 20-odd years. Eyelashes are fine.
I suppose it makes sense. It's the same kind of stuff as
the
top of your head, right?
Your lashes are obviously attached to the false ones, so it's just keeping them fresh. And obviously I was in the sun. And
so actually you were just blow-drying the fake lashes?
Yes. And I wouldn't do it on my normal
ones. Is that real hair? Is that like cut
off?
Is there someone walking around with no lashes because they've donated them to Danny Dyer?
No, because no one would have lashes like that.
They're like...
They're really, it depends what kind of ones you're
going
for.
Cows have very, I've always wondered maybe if it's another animal.
Oh no, it's definitely not animals. There's no animal cruelty going on, I think.
So speaking about Love Island, that was obviously what propelled you to big fame. Do you regret doing it at all? Is it something you look back fondly upon? How do you view Love Island now?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, I've got nothing, but like, it was like one of the best summers of my life. I've always said it.
How long were you in there
like
for?
6 years ago now.
I don't mean to be rude to Love Island because it's obviously a hugely successful show, but your series was the one where it gripped the nation.
That was where it really got big.
Oh yeah, it suddenly exploded. Do you not remember? Like, I feel like the first series it was like bubbling up, and then for some reason it caught the attention of the nation.
That's it was just
and I think it's probably because of the cast.
Like, if I could relive a summer, it would be that one.
So why are you not on the All Stars series?
I'm taken. I'm very taken.
You have to be single.
Yes. Imagine that if I just rocked up on Love Island.
Are we allowed to know who you're taken by?
Jared. His name's Jared. He's so sweet.
What does Jared do?
He plays football.
He does he? Mm.
To what
amazing.
Level?
Amazing. Who does he play for? Does he play like professionally?
He plays for West Ham, yeah.
That's fine. I'm sure of football too. Don't be embarrassed about it.
I'll have you... I was being naughty because I actually knew that. But Jared Bowen is... I mean, he's probably one of West Ham's best players. I think he's their highest goal scorer for the season.
Is West Ham a good team?
I think they're currently sixth in the Premier League.
Oh, so real football. Oh, wow.
Real football.
Oh, shit. No, sorry. I thought maybe, like, just, you know, because, like, it's...
He knows very little about sports.
Yeah, I can tell.
So is he, like,
he plays hockey.
What kind of... What's his favourite position?
He plays for England, mate.
What, is he a winger?
He's a winger. Yeah.
He's a winger. There you are. I should have just guessed it, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Good. He runs up and down the side of the pitch.
Yeah, it runs up and down.
Danny, I got a fun fact for you. He's in my fantasy team.
Oh, is he? Yeah, because I get DMs all the time on Instagram. Like, I need to know if my fantasy team is Jared playing. And I'm like, I don't think I'm allowed to reveal this information.
That's interesting. Yeah, one day.
I get that a lot.
Because you could also. Obviously, players have got in trouble before for betting on themselves and that sort of thing. You would have inside information. So
I do have inside. Yeah, I can't bet.
Say.
I could never bet.
Yeah.
I'm much more interested in his drinking habits because I've read articles with professional footballing people that say that on Christmas Day they can't have a drink because they're all playing on Boxing Day.
Yeah, no.
So was your Christmas just very boring?
No, because my dad was there. He does the drinking. No,
also, some people can have fun without drinking.
You don't need alcohol. Like, and I really like that about him, actually, that he's not... a massive drinker.
So
he really takes care of himself, so it's nice.
Is it after a big... If he wins a prize, will he then get pissed?
Like, he just doesn't like alcohol that much.
Show pony. He doesn't just win
a trophy,
prize.
A cup or whatever. You know, like when they win.
When they win a match.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah,
so he does a celebration now and again.
When he wins a prize.
Well, that's what it is, isn't it?
What prizes are they winning?
FA Cup, isn't that a prize?
That's a big prize.
Yeah,
prizes can come in all sizes. It's not just he's winning a tombola at a village fair.
Well, Danny, I'm very jealous of your boyfriend.
I'm jealous of your boyfriend. 150 grand a week or something, probably. Bloody hell. Wow. Yeah. It's a flat
I've
a week.
I've got a question.
You're flat, not in London.
No, not in London. Wow.
I'm a big sports fan.
Do you find it nervous, joking apart, watching him play?
Yeah, you know what you do now? Because I was never interested in football. Like, I just wasn't. And then now when you watch it, you're watching it in a different kind of way. Yeah, you're invested, yeah.
And I know it's different for loads of players. How different is his mood if he comes home after a win versus a loss, or does he sort of forget about it by the time he's home? How much does it affect him?
I think it depends, really. Like, obviously, if they win, they're always buzzing, but I think it depends how much it means to them. Like, sometimes they can just sort of swallow it, really, and be like, okay, fine.
Just, like,
yeah,
it
is what it is.
Whatever,
but then...
No, but like, I imagine some matches are more important than others.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes, but he is pretty good at like dismissing it and just getting over it. But there has been definitely a couple of times where
how do your routines match up? Because obviously he presumably plays football every day.
Yeah,
right?
Every
like,
day.
So right now he's just kicking a ball around. That's what he's doing.
He's actually got today off, which is quite nice.
Does it work with your life versus his life?
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah. I think... you know, he is really busy, but then he does have time at home, which is nice. It is quite a nice balance, but there are definitely times where he's gone quite a lot, which can be hard, but, you know, that's his career.
So the headline of the article was, "Do you blow dry your eyelashes? Love Island star Danny Dyer baffles fans with a surprising beauty hack, but experts warn it could damage your eyes."
And before you go to the break, just yes or no, do you still...
No,
blow dry the lashes.
Currently, no.
No, but you again?
Yeah.
Yes, she still stands by.
I'm definitely sticking to the blow dry the lashes.
Well, on that note, we're going to go to a break. I'm going to ask Danny a lot more questions about Jarrod Bowen because I am a very big fan. But we'll see you shortly.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You say that to my face, would you?
So, Danny, what was life like when you were a child and your dad was a world-famous movie star?
It was real normal. Like, we live a really normal life.
Super normal.
Yeah, it's just...
In a 7-bedroom house.
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Not at the beginning. No, I think you feel like when someone's, like, famous, like an actor, you feel like they get paid, like, so much money. But, like, my dad, when he was younger, obviously just starting out, no. Like, we sort of moved to Essex when I was around 12.
Yeah. When you were younger, was there a moment when you realised, ooh, dad's famous? Or like, oh, my dad's not the same as other people's dads?
Yeah, I think mostly when I like started secondary school.
Okay.
Like there was more like, because when I went to like primary school, I was like East London and everyone sort of knew who I was, like my dad was. So everyone treated me pretty normal and I really loved that. But then when I moved to Essex.
I guess in Essex there's less happening there, isn't there?
Well, I think celebrity is a more exciting thing in Essex.
Yeah, in
for
Essex
sure.
It's more
they make
like...
anyone a celebrity in Essex, don't
yeah.
they? Like, it's a pretty it's a pretty low bar to being...
Yeah.
But have you seen Towie? Like,
I have, yeah.
People there become famous for not doing a lot.
That's always an option for you, you know. You're on this quest to become famous.
Not that good.
Yeah, yeah. It's not very Towie.
But my vajazzle is amazing.
Danny, how old was your dad when he had you?
19. So he just did human... I think he did, like, human traffic... When he was like, I was two.
So just clarify,
like
he does it, that's the name of a film.
No, he did a movie called Human Traffic at like 21. Uh-huh. So I was like two. And then it was like Football Factory. So sort of as I was growing up, I was sort of going with his career.
And did you see a lot of him when you were younger? Or was he...
Not on holidays and stuff. Like, he was not really there on holidays and things like
Do you like regret that now?
No, because I think you make up for it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really remember a lot of my holidays, to be honest, as a child. I spent a lot of time in Mallorca because my granddad's Spanish.
Yeah.
Not drinking. Not any fruit shoots. But yeah, so as I grew up, it was mostly like me and my mum, I'd say.
And what does your mum do? Is she a celeb?
No, she's not a celeb. God, no. We always say she'd be cancelled. I love my mum. She's literally like the rock of the house.
The fact that she lives with two famous people? Or is she kind of like, does she wear it quite light? Like, does she wander around Morrison's going, hi, wife of Danny Dyer, mother of Danny Dyer?
No, absolutely. No, she keeps my dad so humble. God, yeah. Yeah, she wears the trousers.
Your dad comes across as quite like gruff, strong man.
No, he's not. He's so emotional.
Is he?
So I always say it like
you can
my
be strong and emotional,
not,
Danny.
I love how emotional he is. Yeah. So I think it's lovely, like as a man, like he's real. He'll deny it, but he is.
Is he good to? Has he met your partner?
Yeah, of course. I would like to think so. Yes.
And what is he? Because I always think it's interesting when one thinks about like, what one's parents are like to the people that you're dating.
Yeah.
Because it's always quite an intense first meeting, right? When you meet, and what was that like meeting when you met the footballer?
Yeah, it was fine. He sort of knew of Jared anyway because Jared plays for a team that he supports.
Is your dad a West Ham fan?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, because if Jared, who's West Ham's big, do they have a big rival?
Millwall.
If he played for Millwall, would that be a problem?
No.
Okay, so it's not like.
I'll say this. I don't know. Like, he wouldn't care. People always say, I bet your dad loves that because you're dating someone from West Ham, but he could be a total like arsehole. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's not. So I think that was just a bonus.
the West Ham thing
was a bonus. Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah, it does.
Do you ever get bored being thought of as the daughter of Danny Dyer?
No, not at all. Absolutely not.
I mean, to be fair, it's like being the daughter of a legend, isn't it? It's kind of like, it's not a bad gig.
Oh yeah, at least I'm not like, you know,
you're not a daughter of Hitler.
Yeah.
That'd be worse.
That would be worse.
Do you have anything else coming up, Danny? Any acting or appearances in shows we need to look out for?
The acting, no. There's definitely more talks of, you know, shows and stuff. I did a couple of real fun ones last year.
Yeah.
I did MasterChef as well. I really liked it.
That is cool. How was that?
That was like the best thing I've ever done.
What did you cook?
Shitting myself. That was the worst thing. Like the nerves, I've never felt nerves like it.
Really?
Like never. That I had to cook like venison. I've never done venison before.
How did you do it?
Just grilled it, like put it on the pan. But it was like a massive, like honestly, haunch. The meat. I was like, I wouldn't even know where to start with it.
Did you taste it afterwards? So, good news. We're serving venison to nursery school children now. So your kids are going to be... Yeah, we are.
Depends what area.
No, seriously, everywhere. The wild deer population is so big, we are now going to start serving... Know. This is true. This is in the papers. This is from the Daily Mail only 2 days ago. Right. We're going to start serving venison to children because it's very good for you. It's very cheap. It's very environmentally friendly because it comes from nearby. Yeah, it's loads of them. They're running wild in the rest of the country. It's a delicious meat. It's a really...
Did
you
want to
eat your own one?
It just looks a bit meaty for me.
A bit like Bambi.
Because
it is basically Bambi.
It's Bambi,
It is Bambi, yeah.
That is her. Apparently, Danny, the West Ham fans have a chant about you. Is that true?
They do.
Can you repeat it on this very respectful program?
It's very respectful, isn't it? No, you know the song... it says Bowen's on fire and he's shagging Danny Dyer. But what's the song? Crazy
Songs. There are two
songs.
Very aggressive producers in our ears there who've
really
just sung it to us. Proper Millwall fans back there going, he's shagging Danny Dyer, but Greg is on fire.
I dread
he's
it when it comes Danny. On. Dread.
Do you dread it?
Because like... Not that long ago, I went to an away game, and I don't usually like going to the away games because it is like, there's like the diehard fans are crazy. Like, and then I was like, I really need a drink. And I was like, do I die of dehydration? I would rather have died of dehydration, to be honest. That was the better option.
Yeah.
Because I come out, and they're all looking at me, and I was like, they all sung the song. Like,
oh, God.
I was literally in the midst of the
crowd. This is why it should be banned.
No, it's fine. It's so fun.
Do you have like a security guard with you? Are you in a special box?
There's a little family area.
Sandwiches, platters.
Yeah, they do need to update their sandwiches, though. Goodness me, always the same one.
Really, so West Ham sandwiches are not good?
No, I need better sandwiches.
Okay. Great, we'll see what we can do about that.
This has got quite a...
I did put it in the suggestion box.
You did, you put it into the suggestion box. Sorry, there's a suggestion box. And so talk to me. So you're in the family, you're with all the wags. What happens?
No, it's not like the wag thing. It's really not like that.
Okay, with all the families.
There was just a suggestion box, and then you can put in their suggestions. I'm not asking for some chicken dippers, or know what I mean? Sausage rolls, or just something.
What have they got on offer at the moment?
Just sandwiches.
What kind?
To be fair, you have like at half time, you have like your donuts and stuff, which are lovely, and your sweets, but then at full time, then I do like that. They've got like the cold meats and stuff, cheese and crackers. That's really nice.
So at the moment, the variety of sandwiches is boring, but fortunately, this will be solved because you, Danny Dyer, have put into a suggestion suggestion box.
I would cater it. It wouldn't bother me. I'm bringing my
also,
own
you know, we've got this podcast got great reach, so maybe someone from West Ham will hear this and they will update.
I'm going to be barred from West Ham. I'm gone, barred.
Maybe you should stop bringing your own sandwiches in a lunchbox.
Just order of all the sandwiches. Get some more fuck sandwiches.
Okay.
Right. Were there any other reality shows you would consider? Strictly or I'm a Celeb?
I love Strictly, but I don't think that is a real like competition. Yeah. And I feel like if I got nominated out the first week, it'd just break my heart. It's pieces.
I always feel sorry for
Dance for Nice. I love to watch, but at the same time, I would break a bone. Yeah, I'm just not that fortunate. The Jungle I love, but it's a lot, isn't it? Yeah, but it I do love watching them.
What
sort
about
of
£1 million for The Jungle?
I just don't think I could do The Jungle.
£2 million
no,
for The
No, it's not about the money. It's about
£3 million for The Jungle. Does it that keeps going? Like they will just keep throwing money at you.
No. I love The Jungle. I think that's
your agent
really
sitting next door. She would get £3 million, Diane. You get fucking get on that plane.
I'd be gone.
Ironically, Archie would pay £3 million to be on The Jungle.
No,
but
I wouldn't.
That's a
not
conversation.
Like
I love to do.
Time.
I love to do documentaries. That's something I love to do.
That's
I did
nice.
One last year, and I would love to do it again.
Okay,
that's the kind of route I'm.
You should do a documentary on football chants. A history of football chants. That would be so good. It could start with you. Standing on the pitch with them going, shagging Danny Dyer.
Well, Jabba dances to it, and he does.
This would be fantastic.
You say that to my face, would you?
Okay, here we go. On to the next story. And the first comment is from Dyer KT from Glasgow. He says,
surely that's the whole point of the show, to take part in risky physical challenges. Injuries are a given.
I know this. Why do I know this? Weirdly, you were on a show
before
Love Island.
Survival
and you
fittest.
And you broke down, didn't you, or something?
I dislocated my shoulder.
That was it.
You guys have done it. That's it. Dani dislocated her arm and had to withdraw from Survival of the Fittest. The headline was, furious Dani Dyer demands answers from show bosses as his daughter, Dani Mass Dyer, is ruled out of Survival of the Fittest after shoulder injury.
You went on Survival of the Fittest. In a way, I think, had you competed on Survival of the Fittest and gone the whole hog without...
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have done Love Island.
And then
it
would have actually been a disaster.
Yeah,
you wouldn't
like
be sitting here.
No,
you'd
it all happened for a reason. That, like,
yeah,
I think
did, it
because I remember, like the bosses sort of contacted like of the show, the producers, and said, "Oh, do you want to go on this show?" Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Yeah, like it sounds kind of fun. Like, why not?" And then obviously I went on there, and then within a day, dislocated my shoulder. And it was horrendous. And then the next day, like, I was sort of waiting to go home, and they were like, they were the Love Island bosses, and they was like, "What do you think of Love Island?" And I was like, "Oh, I ain't going on that. Like, my love life is a disaster." And I was like, "No way." And I was like, okay. And then within a few months, they was like, "Come on, Danny, come and meet us." And then I was like, "Do you know what? Why not? Let's go have a good time." And
it's
I'm so glad that happened, because
happen reason,
you're right.
It?
If I would have done Survival of the Fittest any longer, then I couldn't have gone on Love Island.
No, because you'd just been that random from the other show. It would have been too cross-pollinated.
What is this about? Senior Dani Dyer demanding answers from show bosses.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Okay,
he wouldn't
that's
have done
just
that.
A bit of.
I remember like ringing them, and they was like, "Oh, Dan, this is totally you, and it dislocated your shoulder on telly." Like,
yeah.
And then when I told him about Love Island, then that was a different story. Yeah.
Oh yeah, how did he react to that?
Oh, he didn't speak to me really. No.
Really? What did he say?
Because he said, because there was like rumours that I was going on it, and I didn't really know if I was. And then he said it to me, and then originally I said, "No, Dan, I won't go on that." And then I was like completely lying to him. And then a week before I told him. I was going.
And before you actually went in, had he calmed down to it yet?
No, he just put the suitcases in the car and he was like, "Yeah, all right, see you in a bit."
Do you think he watched it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he did.
Yeah,
okay.
He blubbered like a baby every night.
Did he, if I asked him now, "Are you pleased Danny did Love Island?" What did he say?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Has he admitted he was wrong then?
Yeah, he always says now, like, right, you didn't, like, because I always go to him for advice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, he's been around the block a few times, hasn't he?
He knows.
You say that to my face, would you?
On to the next story. Green Peso from London says,
upper classes have a bit of class and don't start swearing and drinking until the sun sets.
So upper class, because I'm not upper class, maybe?
No, you are. You're royal.
Any idea? Okay, then Dectra One from Paisley said,
no wonder kids' languages is bad now. If they're normalising this kind of behaviour, believe me, this is not how all people communicate. This is so wrong to be on TV.
Have you been filmed saying really bad language?
When have I swore recently?
Even on Love Island?
Is this an old article?
Did you tell someone to F off on Love Island, or
it's not new.
It's not Love Island. Was it on Love Island?
No.
After Love Island?
I don't know.
Oh.
You wouldn't have done that in Italy.
It was in Italy.
Did you swear in Italy?
We swore in Italy.
What did you swear?
My dad swore quite a lot in Italy because I remember there was an article about him swearing quite a lot in Italy.
Well, the next comment is from Clarissa One from Manchester.
What's the point of making a show if the presenters or protagonists have to be bleeped 74 times? Maybe this suggests they're not the right choice. Don't get me wrong, it can happen a few times, but at this level, it's unprofessional.
That was definitely about Italy, I'd say.
So, sorry, what were you swearing in Italy
about? I think that was my dad that swore quite a lot, to be
it
honest.
It says, the answer is during Danny and her dad's travel show, Absolutely Dire, Danny and Danny Do Italy, they were a bit sweary. The headline was, Danny Dyer and daughter Danny swear more than 70 times during opening episode of their travel series.
I always gave my dad 65.
Can I just say, I feel very sorry for the junior journalist in this building. His job was to watch your entire show and count how many swear words there were.
Is he quite a sweary person, generally?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And you're not?
I swear, but I'm not like a pot. But some people would call me probably a potty mouth, but I don't think I swear loads.
Hold your horses.
Next story. The first comment is from JD1079.
I'm quite a relaxed, open-minded person, but to me, some of the things he says are inappropriate for a father to say to a daughter.
Oh, I wonder what this is. Tuna sperm.
It's the what?
Sorry, what?
It's the what?
Is this the tuna sperm on the travel show?
Maybe. Just tell us a bit more about what that
no,
is.
No, so we had to, when we did the round Italy, we had to do some tasting and then the guy gave me tuna sperm. Mm-hmm.
To try it.
Apparently people eat tuna sperm like it's really like nutritious and stuff. I think he turned around and said something along the lines of, I wouldn't usually advise about the sperm, but on this time I could congratulate you.
Okay.
So he was congratulating me for eating tuna sperm.
So your father congratulated you for ingesting tuna sperm?
Yeah, because he was going, well done, because it was like a big thing, because like, I was a bit like, oh, I don't want to eat. Yeah.
Was it the fact it was tuna or sperm? What
sperm.
Put you off more?
I love tuna.
I appreciate that story, but that is... That's not the story.
Because that was the story. It's not even the story.
No, I just thought that was fun. comment number two is from Just Saying in London.
Raising money for cancer. Seems good to me. Why is everyone so horrible and negative?
Raising money for cancer.
I've never raised money for cancer.
No, so he's saying, what's the problem here? They're raising money for cancer. Why is everyone being so horrible?
Oh, Gogglebox.
Yes.
Celebrity. Is this when he had his feet out?
Yeah. What?
Did you do Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up for Cancer?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he had his feet up while he was doing stand-up.
Yeah, he had his feet up. Like, you know...
Is
like
he on
he
Wiki feet?
His feet weren't even that bad.
Hang on,
like, they weren't
feet.
Crusty.
Well, hold on. The headline is, Danny Dyer leaves viewers in hysterics as he teams up with daughter Danny for Celebrity Gogglebox. But some can't take their eyes off his dirty feet.
They were not dirty. They were not.
Does he walk around the house with no feet on?
What do you wear? I don't wear shoes on in the house.
I don't. He always like complains at me in the house if I'm wearing no shoes or socks.
I don't wear socks in the house.
Are you aware of this website where you can relate to celebrities' feet?
Yeah, apparently I'm on WikiFeet myself.
Do you know what rating you have?
I don't know. Sometimes if I do like Q&As on Instagram, someone go, oh, you're on WikiFeet.
I'm going to introduce a new segment to this podcast called How Good Are Our Guests' Feet? And I'll find out.
Are they on there?
Yep, lots of them. And you have to guess, out of five, what is your rating?
Seven?
Out of five, what is your rating?
But I like the confidence.
Three?
You are a 5 out of 5 rating on WikiFeet. That's amazing. They hear all the photos of all your feet.
That's Danny. That's really good.
The people, they like your feet.
I've got good feet, you know.
So maybe it should.
I could be a footballer. I couldn't go out as someone if they didn't have good feet. Do you know what? They look lovely there.
Yeah, they really do.
I'm really happy about
that. You're pleased
with that,
aren't
you? That's
where
my dad.
Yeah.
If I could be a 5 out of 5 on WikiFeet.
There's a lot of photos in my feet. Would you like to hear some of the comments?
No.
Thank you, Archie. Moving on to the next story. This comment is from One-Eyed Monster from Southampton.
Ooh, bit too much info, sir. And I like to take my time. There's no rush.
Something you're doing at a restaurant, maybe? Menus? Being told, ordering something? Let's have the next.
Silent majority.
Love the silent majority. They stand up for what's right in this country.
Aberdeen.
I'm surprised he lasted that long.
It's very sexual, isn't it?
Yeah, you're on the right lines.
Sexual, is it?
It is a bit. Comment 3 from Sorry Voice in Woking.
A's a bit thick. Conception doesn't happen during intercourse. It takes a long time for those little swimmers to find the egg and fertilise it.
Is it possible this is about the tuna sperm?
No, it's not about the tuna sperm.
Well, it's about
some
sperm.
Is it about Jared having twins with me?
No.
Oh, because maybe Jared's swimmers are fantastic because they doubled up. They were doing relay in there, weren't they?
Is it about?
They were doing two by two.
No, it was actually me. My egg split when you have identical twins.
Oh, they're identical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was the second comment about taking long?
The second comment was, I'm surprised he lasted that long.
Does Jared last a long time?
It's not about Jared. We've established that.
It's not about Jared.
Who lasts a long time famously?
Surprised he lasted that long.
Does lasting long, are we talking about what I think we're talking about, or is it more innocent?
I don't think you guys are going to get this, so I'm gonna give it to you. The answer is, at the In The Style clothing launch, Danny's dad said that she was conceived in 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
The headline is, Danny Dyer claims daughter Danny was conceived in just 2 minutes as he struggles to hold back tears at clothing bash.
To be fair, he was 19 at the time. Please. No one takes that long at 19.
Danny, fill us in here.
That's not the right word to use, Josh. That's not the right phrase, Phil.
I didn't mean it like that.
He's very open. I think, no, he is. Some of the things my dad says are very tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
I think we was filming the Jack and Danny show at that time.
Okay.
And then we was talking about, and then obviously my dad always speaks about how I was conceived.
Right.
Where were you conceived?
Oh, I know where I was conceived.
Where?
At my great nan's house. Yeah, my mum and dad did it at her house.
Okay,
we're a very open house.
Well, that's
Nanny Julie. She was lovely.
Nanny, and she had a lovely guest bedroom, didn't she?
She had a lovely guest bedroom.
Was it a bedroom or was the sofa just comfy?
Does he embarrass you a lot, Danny?
Yeah, he's always been the same.
On purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
He's crazy. But I love the way. I love how. I know some people think, oh, it's a little bit intense because we're very jokey and very open. Yeah. But I love that how we are really. I mean, some of the things he says. It's just the way he is. Do you know what I mean? But I've always been very honest. I can tell my mum and dad everything, and I love that.
That's really cool.
But obviously not so much about the conceived stuff. That's a bit... Yeah. He can joke about it, but not so much me. I'm his daughter.
Put it like this. Are you going to tell the twins when they're old enough how they were conceived?
No.
So this isn't the family tradition that he started.
Okay, well, Danny, that is all. Thank you so much for being our guest today. Has this podcast made you more or less likely to want to read the comments?
Oh, yeah. I don't think you should ever read the comments.
I totally agree.
There we go. Thanks, boys.
And thank you to all of you for listening to this podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe so you can have every single episode the moment it comes out. And consider saying something complimentary or unpleasant about us. But either way, remember, always go
straight to the comments.
Ciao.
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to the Sidebar. Borderline National Treasure Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of. The showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore.
Just gently squeezed his arm.
You were going to say then? Oh. You gently squeezed his what?
If third time's a charm and diamonds are a girl's best friend, then it's fair to say that Gem is minted if it does go pear-shaped.
Oh, babe, I've been tickled more than once.
I've never seen anyone so excited about freshly turned soil before, possibly apart from Alan Titchmarsh.
Frankie, bless her, stepped back in her 10-inch platforms onto my foot and broke my toe.
Help! Help!
Ambika Mod revealed she falls asleep with her eyes open.
How can you sleep with your eyes open?
I'm doing it now.
Boring the arse off me.
Don't forget, week in, week out. Sci-fi.